This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a Shorewood family's Christmas adventure.
Every holiday season has its twinkles of drama. For journalist Dan Simmons, his unforgettable moment involves the family Christmas tree. He shares his fiasco with us just before the holidays.
Every Black Friday, we head out to a farm in the Milwaukee exurbs, park in a gravel lot, and pay $125 in exchange for a saw and a shopping trip. We go to the woods, and I cut down a tree that my wife approves. The height must be right, and the branches must be symmetrical, and the needles must pledge not to start dropping until New Year's. Sometimes we name our new addition, Bruce the Spruce, or Fraser Crane, for example. Teenagers in Carhartt jackets and Santa hats, loaded on top of the family roadster, and off we go. In one of the early years, our daughter seemed to obsess about the tree. About 500 times on the ride home, Frankie repeated this line, "Da twee is still on, da woof." The next year, we went to two farms before meeting just the right tree. Frankie actually picked it out and later explained that it was the perfect tree. It was tall and chubby. As we were about to turn the Honda Fit onto Port Washington, the road next to Interstate 43, the thought occurred to me, why not just take the highway? Mary replied, "Are you sure the tree will stay on if we're going that fast?" We just merged into highway traffic when our tree appeared in the rearview mirror. It was shooting backwards at significant velocity, trailing a blizzard of needles. It landed in the middle lane of southbound 43. Da twee was not on to woof, it was on to woad. Cars were coming at it 70 miles per hour. I pulled our car to the shoulder, dialed 911, and prayed. We watched in the rearview mirror. One car after the other approached, saw da twee, and panicked. I am an enormous NBA basketball fan. There's a move called the Euro Step. It involves driving toward the basket at full speed, planting your foot, and somehow darting to the side to avoid a defender. I watched an orange Subaru pull off a Giannis-esque Eurostep around the tree, swerving right just before impact, going 75 miles per hour. Car after car somehow found a way to avoid contact, until, that is, the 18-wheel semi came trucking at it. There was no sudden stopping, no Euro-stepping around it. The truck plowed straight into the tree. Merry freaking Christmas. This guy was just doing his job, and through zero fault of his own, he was pushing pine. The balsam rode that chrome front grille like a snowplow. The truck didn't slow down. The tree didn't let go. Sparks were flying. Needles were dancing. This was cinema. But how would it end? A quarter mile past impact, the big rig pulled over to the shoulder. The driver got out. He pulled our tall and chubby tree from under his truck, chucked it in the ditch, climbed back into the cab, and kept on trucking. I called the tree farm. We heard the gruff-sounding voice on the other end yelling at the kids in the Santa hats. My daughter, stoic throughout this situation, burst into tears. It hurt her to hear the boys getting reamed. It wasn't their fault. We decided that we would get another tree. I agreed to rent a U-Haul. I drove that orange-accented moving truck of shame into the gravel lot. The guys in Santa hats profusely apologized. We profusely apologized back. We found a great new tree, named it Trina Turner. Mary and the girls turned Trina into the most dazzling, tasteful version of herself. I hoisted Frankie to top it with the same glittery star we use every year. It's another example of how Christmas is always better when it actually happens, once the preparations and adventures that led up to it are in the rear view. There's also wisdom in a Jewish friend's reaction. Ah, the ways of you Gentiles.
Dan Simmons is a journalist who lives in Shorewood. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.